Hello.
Hello, this is Jeff again. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So we were talking before, so call what get disconnected. So I just was going to say that I will call you back. So, and of course, we'll continue with the survey. So just to confirm, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one, Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Next one, J.D. Vance.
0.
Next one, Tammy Bobin.
100.
Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Next one, the Republican Party.
0.
Next one, the Democratic Party.
The what party?
Democratic Party.
I don't know what party that is.
Okay.
You said the Democratic Party?
That's correct. Democratic Party.
100.
Thank you. Project 2025?
0.
And last one, Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you. Moving forward, and I know this is a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris. Okay. That's her name, is Kamala.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one. A second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy drift. It means tackling voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought and died for. We can go backwards, and it's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future.
10.
Thank you. Next one. Banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct a large mass deportation in American history. This will involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhuman and evil act, there is only one solution, vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president.
10.
Thank you. Last one. Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against the enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exceptions, and rolls back LGBTQ+ rights while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportation and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop the Project 2025.
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for presidents were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
You keep calling her name is Kamala. Harris.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Kamala. Yeah, Kamala Harris. Okay, that's your answer, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.